This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 209. I'm Chris Stafford. And on this week's episode, we're going to be focusing on the Volunteer Incentive Program. Joining me later will be Jackie Smith, who's the organizer at Stonegate Farm in Ohio. She's been a big supporter of the VIP app, and she'll be here to tell us why it's worked so well for her and the events that she organizes. But first, Bonnie Kibbe joins me. She is chair of the USCA's Volunteer Committee, and she's going to tell us who's on that committee, the work that they do, and also about the growth and development of the app that has now become so popular with volunteers, where they can log their hours and volunteer for events anywhere in the country. Bonnie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
So, you cover several things as well as the app. So why don't you give us an overview of what the Volunteer Committee does, and then we'll talk specifically about the app.
Sure. So the app is definitely our biggest project to date. It went live about 2 years ago, and it kind of sprang from a pilot program that Area 2 launched initially. And we've had great success with it. We have terrific enrollment. It's grown every year that it's been in use. Just to give you an example, when we started it halfway through 2016, we had about 800 volunteers using the app. Currently, in 2018, we're up to 6,362 at last count. Tremendous growth, almost 400% growth from when we first started. And we're just thrilled with how many events are signing on to use the program, and with the feedback we're getting from volunteers who say that it makes volunteering really easy and exposes them to new volunteer opportunities that they weren't previously aware of, as well as rewarding them, you know, for the work that they do for us. But in addition to the app and the program that was developed by one of our committee members, Nick Heinz, and who owns the software and manages it for the USCA, the Volunteer Committee does have several other projects that we are trying to implement. We have put together a lot of resources for organizers in terms of best practices, feedback that we've gotten from volunteers on things that events are doing well in order to recruit, retain, and reward their volunteers. We are putting together a packet that is going to be available to organizers that really outlines for them the best way that they can get the most out of their volunteers and also make sure they know they are rewarding their volunteers for the work that they do. We currently have an open survey. It's on the USCA website. It's on the USCA Facebook page. It's going to go out in the USCA newsletter this week. It's on the VIP Facebook page. Basically, we tried to blast it as many places as we could. It's a quick 2-minute survey just to gauge interest on some educational opportunities we're trying to put together for volunteers, short little seminar days on learning in depth how to do things well, like scribing or stewarding an arena, things that people may be interested in doing but have not had the chance to do yet because they're scared they don't know how to do it right. So, and we would recruit top officials and top judges from the area to help train volunteers. And this would be a cool educational opportunity that we're currently trying to gauge interest in. So that's one of our big projects coming up on the horizon. On top of that, we're basically just trying to get as much feedback as we can from volunteers around the country on how we can make volunteering better, because this sport does not run without volunteers, full stop. That's the bottom line. We can't do what we love to do without people who give up their time to help us. So those are some of the things we have on the horizon. And we're always looking for new projects. So if you have an idea, let us know.
Well, that's fantastic. It sounds like you've got a lot on your plate there, right there, Bonnie, especially with these new educational opportunities as well. And we want to hear about those too before you go. But let's just come back to the app itself, because most people now are online, aren't they? Or they have a mobile device and they can subscribe to, you know, by downloading the app, they can sign up right there. Just talk us through, if someone is not familiar with it, and how they do go about using it.
So Nick has made this program so user-friendly. I cannot stress enough. I am not technologically inclined at all, and I am a volunteer coordinator for my local event, and I have volunteers who are also not tech savvy at all. And so far, knock on wood, I have been able to help everyone get set up with it. It's very easy. You can either log in online on your desktop, or you can download the app to your smartphone for Mac or Android. And you can create an account. All you need is an email address. We don't share that email address with mailing lists or anything like that. That email address is just for us to communicate with you about things related to the event and for volunteer opportunities near you. But once you've logged in and created an account, all you have to do is click on the event you want to volunteer for, look for a job you want to do, and sign up. And the volunteer coordinator will confirm your sign up, or maybe contact you and say, hey, you know, actually, I really need someone else over in this job. Would you be interested in that instead? But it lets the volunteer coordinator know that you have signed up for a job and gets you in the door. And if this all sounds too overwhelming, you can also contact your volunteer coordinator directly and say, hey, I want to do this, but I'm not sure how to use the app. And 9 times out of 10, the volunteer coordinator will be able to show you once you get to the event, but you're on the radar and you have an account. And once you go forward from that, you can log your hours and you can see where you are on the leaderboard if you're eligible for some of the cash prizes that we give at the end of the year to all our volunteers. So it makes it super easy to use.
It's a wonderful opportunity, of course, to get involved as a community, the volunteer communities that you really are building through this app, as well as locally through the organizers, obviously, at events. And as you mentioned there, the rewards program. Talk a little bit more about that, if you would.
Sure. So if you are a member of the USDA, or even if you're not, if you follow anything with eventing, you know that pretty much every division has a leaderboard. So you can have a training horse of the year, you can have a preliminary rider of the year. And we looked at that and said, why can't we have a volunteer of the year? They're just as committed. They're just as involved in the sport. Shouldn't we reward them the same way at our year-end awards banquet for all the work that they do? So we came up with this hours tracking system. And what we do is we collect all of the hours logged over the end of the year, and it's not just a free-for-all. Your hours do have to be approved by the volunteer coordinator. We try to minimize the ability to game the system, so in case people are worried, you know, that it's not fair or anything, we do our best to try and make sure that these are really the quote-unquote boots-on-the-ground volunteers that are at the event from 6 a.m. until 10 p.m., whenever they're, you know, working their butts off to make sure that you have a good experience horse showing. At the end of the year, we tally that up and we give a prize. We have a plaque with the name. We did a cash prize. We did an embroidered jacket this year. So it's really it's just a way that we're trying to recognize the work that volunteers do.
It's a wonderful incentive, obviously, and they are motivated as well. They sign up on the app, and there are all kinds of rewards and benefits of being part of this volunteer family that we have here at the USCA, Bonnie. And is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know if they're not familiar with the app, and or maybe they haven't found out all the features of it? Anything else you would like to add to that?
No, I think that we've covered all of the basics. It's like I said, I can't stress enough how easy I have found this program to use, both as a volunteer myself and from the coordinator side of it. I would say if you are a volunteer and you're using the app, we are still actively trying to get every event in the country on board. It's optional right now for events, so some of them have their own way that they like to sign volunteers up and they're not using this system. And we're really trying to get everybody on board because we really want to capture all those volunteer hours. If your event, your local event, is not using this system, we encourage you to contact your volunteer coordinators, contact your organizers, and say, hey, we really want you to use this because this is the only way my hours are going to count for the leaderboard. So okay. That would be what I would say. If you're a volunteer, let your organizers know that you would like to use this program.
Okay, great. And I want to come back to the educational opportunities that you had described earlier there, Bonnie, because they're a wonderful bonus, really, for volunteers to experience more aspects of, obviously, of the sport, of volunteering, and expand their own knowledge. How do people find out more about these?
So we don't have any on the calendar yet. We will certainly broadcast them widely when they do become available. Right now, we're in the phase of trying to gather interest. British Eventing has a program that allows volunteers or anyone really who wants to become familiar with this sport. It's called Eventing Access All Areas, where they basically, you can sign up and you get to be a shadow or of a behind the scenes day at a upper level horse trials. So it's a great exposure for someone who maybe doesn't have a lot of experience with the sport, but is interested in getting involved in a volunteer capacity. It would allow you to have access to event organizers, all the officials, volunteers who are currently working the event, as well as the competitors. And you would get a guided tour all around the event. You would get to walk the cross-country course with the designer, speak to people who are stewarding the arenas, learn what's involved in volunteering for a day like that, as well as give you kind of like a sneak peek into what goes on behind the scenes. And a lot of people may already know that, but we thought this would be a great program to model after British Eventing, who does this very well, to try and recruit people who aren't as familiar with the sport into it. Another idea that we're considering is having like a continuing education seminar, the same way they do for the instructor certification program or the course design seminars, having a day seminar or a weekend seminar where you could get more in-depth education on some of the more complicated volunteer roles. And you would be able to sign up for specific jobs that you are interested in learning more about. I think I mentioned earlier, scribing would be a big one because that's one of the more complicated volunteer jobs. How to manage a big warm-up arena, how to be a good steward, really in-depth cross-country fence judging, going through video of cross-country with licensed officials and saying, okay, this is how you would score this. And this is something that's really crazy, but it could happen. So a little more in-depth than the brief jump judge briefing that you get. And like I said, none of this is actually implemented yet. These are just some ideas that the committee has been tossing around and that we're really looking for feedback on. From current volunteers. We want to know what you want to see. Like I said, there's a SurveyMonkey link out there. If you can't find it, you can email me. My email address is bonnie.kibbe@gmail.com, and I will happily send it to you because we want as much feedback as we can get to see what people are interested in learning more about.
Super. The other thing that comes to mind when we talk about volunteers, you know, you hear of some volunteers that have been doing this for a while, Bonnie, and they get to travel to the big events. You know, they are prepared to travel long distances, and they even get to volunteer, for example, at the World Equestrian Games. And with that coming up in just a couple of months' time, I'm sure there are volunteers that have been with the USEA program now for a number of years and have that experience. So do you have any advice there for anyone that's listening to this who is building up the hours and thinking, gosh, one day I really would love to maybe even travel abroad, but at least volunteer at one of the major events?
I would say my hat is off to you. I think that is a wonderful goal for people to strive for. And I think that the more experience you can get at your local events, the better equipped you are to handle a volunteer role at a big event like that. So I think we're so lucky in this country. We are hosting the WEG this year. We do have a 4-star in North America that people travel from across the country to volunteer at. But I guess I would say start local. Same way as a competitor, you start at beginner novice, start at your local one-day horse trials and work up from there, because the more experience you get at the quote-unquote lower levels, the easier it is for you to be a helpful, productive volunteer when you get to the big events.
And one day you too could be an international volunteer.
Exactly.
Right? Wonderful.
We might see you on the live feed.
There you go. Just finally, before you leave us, Bonnie, tell us who's on your committee, on the USEA's volunteer committee.
Of course. We have tried to grow a committee that represents all areas of the country. The committee started with Holly Covey and myself. Holly was our first committee chair. She's still an active member of the committee. Nicholas Heinz, who, as I mentioned before, developed the VIP software and currently manages it, is on our committee. Gina Sindrick, who is very involved with the Maryland Horse Trials. Irene Dew from Texas. Margie Davis from California. Kathy Kearns from Texas. Gammon Castelvi from Virginia, and Allison Thomas in Florida. Carol Kozlowski is also a non-voting member of our committee as the president. So.
Terrific. Well, Bonnie, thank you very much indeed for all the work you do for the USEA and especially the USEA's volunteer committee. And thank you for taking the time to come on the program and explaining the app and the work that you do.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Jackie Smith joins me now, who is a big fan of the VIP program. Jackie, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let's start off with, you know, your involvement in the sport and why you're a big supporter of this. Give us a little background, Jackie.
Oh, I've been involved in the sport since the late 70s, so I've seen it grown and change and whatever. I'm still an active competitor, although not as much as I used to be because I'm busy running things, but I'm a licensed official, I'm ICP certified, and we've been running recognized horse trials for more than 30 years now. And we've added a couple unrecognized events, jumper shows, hunter shows, and we actually ran our first 8K steeplechase for runners this spring, and I use VIP for all of those.
That's terrific. Well, for those of you who are not familiar, Jackie, if you would explain where you're from and the shows that you host.
Okay, we're from in Northeast Ohio, Hanoverton, and we're Stonegate Farm, and we run the recognized horse trials, the Winona horse trials in the spring, and our Stonegate Farm horse trials in the fall. And then we do hunter paces, unrecognized mini trials, dressage shows, jumper derbies, hunter combined tests, and we're adding actually the new discipline of mountain trail. That's a different discussion.
Okay. All right. Then you said you are using the program, the VIP program, all the time then for volunteers, because you must be organizing a whole group.
Yeah, I think we have over a dozen.
Yeah, I was going to say you probably have a whole pool of volunteers that you call on, do you? And how do you find new ones and get them involved with this using the program?
Well, it's really interesting because it was like pulling teeth to get more volunteers for my competition yesterday. I mean, it was really hard. But a couple years ago, I started using the Sign Up Genius because I'm at the point age in my life where, especially with everything that you have available to you, is that people will text me, they'll email me, they'll message me, they'll tell me when they see me, oh, I can help at your event. And I can't remember all of that sort of stuff. So having a program where everything is organized in one place, I can email everybody at one time, and I can make a schedule up is great. And so I had been using the Sign Up Genius that I made myself, and it was working quite well. And when the VIP program first came out, it was not doing everything that I was doing on Sign Up Genius. So I contacted the developer, I believe it's Nicholas, and he was wonderful to work with. He did every change that I wanted, everything I needed, and then some. But it's, you can organize everybody in one place and different jobs. You can edit things. You can just email just the people who are working dressage. You can email with just the people who are doing cross country. So if there's any change in the schedule or any information you want them to know, you can fire it right off to them. Recruiting is a little difficult for us because we don't have that many really local horse enthusiasts. Some of my volunteers come an hour and a half, 2 hours from 2 hours away, and I get egg on my face when they show up for a jump judges briefing at 7:30 in the morning, and they've driven an hour and a half, and I don't have them listed because they were just somewhere floating around. Oh, I told you I could. So VIP has almost eliminated that. Because if somebody says they can volunteer, I give them the link to the sign up. They can see what times are available, what jobs are available, and they can pick what they want to do. And then if I need to move them around from one job to another, it's real easy to do. And then I can automatically send them an email saying, you know, this is, we changed you from this job to that job and the reason why. But real interesting, I got a sign up from some people from Michigan for our spring event. And I messaged them back. I said, do you know where we're located? And they said, yes. And I said, are you sure you want to volunteer? And they said, yes. Well, they found me on VIP, and they came down, the husband and wife team, they came down from Michigan. They spent 3 days here. And then when I looked at their profile and stuff, they've volunteered down at Chat Hills and everything else. So they found me through VIP. And so I would have never had them had it not been through this program. But the real reason why I switched to VIP was because it will log volunteer hours. And I like to show the competitors how many volunteers it takes and how many hours it takes to run one of things, because to be honest with you, they don't have a clue how much work goes into this so that they can have fun for the weekend. And I also want to recognize my volunteers, and I just started a Volunteer of the Month program that I can, get the hours that people put in and give them the recognition that they deserve, because a little thank you goes a long way in this world. So that's it in a nutshell.
So do you find that the VIP program incentivizes volunteers then, because you can log them?
I think it does a little bit, The ones that don't care, they don't even log in their hours. And the other ones, I was looking at my email this morning, and there were all these emails from people that I had to verify their hours. So, yeah, they were interested, as a group, vendors are a little bit on the competitive side. it kind of motivates them a little bit. They're like, like I said, I have a gift basket that I have for each month, and I'm trying to get the competitors to contribute to it. That's a little slow going. I have to train them a little bit more. But then I put that basket out there at the competitions where, the volunteers can see it, the competitors can see it, and everything else. And last year, the winner of the year it was the first year we did it, she got a chunk of cash, so that's a little bit motivating as well. But the ease of use, I think, on my end of the thing is really important. And if anybody has a problem, just hit the, help button, and, he gets back to you right away. So he's been wonderful. Nick has been wonderful to work with.
And, of course, most people are online these days, but does it miss anyone that you might otherwise have had?
Well, there is a handful of people that I've had to enter myself. And then I had one young girl, and she's certainly tech savvy, and she says, "Do I have to use the link to sign up?" And I said, "Yes, please." I said, "It's the only way I can keep track of everybody." And she did. So, there's a little bit of a learning curve, but once they've set up a profile, then it's really easy to set up for future events. So it's just a one-shot deal that you have to, set up a profile. And my goodness, everybody has to do that for everything they use online these days anyway. I do have a few older competitors that don't, maybe that have not downloaded the app on their phone sort of thing, but I still have to go back and maybe kind of put in the hours myself a little bit, but that's getting better each time too, because this is just the second year that I've used it, so we've just only completed one full season using it.
I would imagine then, as an organizer, this really has transformed your organization to be able to do everything with it.
Yes, and unfortunately, I'm having trouble convincing other organizers that they should do it, because I think it does take a little bit to get comfortable with it, but I don't have any computer background. I can figure it out. Anybody can.
Well, there's a message to any listeners who may be thinking, "Well, I don't know if I should try it. I'm not very tech savvy." What would you say to them then, Jackie?
Give it a go. It's really that easy. And what they can do is they can go and look at the information that other organizers have on their page, and as far as setting up their page, so that they can see how other people have their set up. Mine's probably a little bit more detailed than a lot of the other event organizers are, but it just, because then you can download everything into a spreadsheet, and who's doing what, here's all your cross country people, and you can, it's just really easy with your spreadsheet. Then I post a schedule, on Facebook and on my website, from a spreadsheet, as well as what they've always got. I'm hitting them from a million different directions, and there's still people that go like, "So do we meet up at your house like we usually do?" And it's like, "No, we don't do that anymore." But I'm still trying to train my competitors to use the recycling bin. So, it's a little uphill battle in that respect with anything that you do. It just makes it so much easier, and even the volunteers are seeing the benefit of it, because if I have to change the schedule last minute, I just have to say, hit a couple buttons to email the specific group that I need for them to get the information they need. Because information is, communication and information is really important. And so that makes my job so much easier. Now, getting them all to read the emails, that's not, I can't do anything about that.
No, that you can't. But it sounds like you're doing a terrific job using this program, Jackie, and really helping you enormously as an organizer. So,
oh, yeah, I love it.
Thank you so much for coming on the program and sharing your enthusiasm for it. And I hope our listeners have enjoyed hearing, you know, how easy it is, and especially the organizers as well. If there are any organizers who are listening who have not used it yet.
Yeah, feel free to contact me, Jackie, at stonegatefarm.org.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the program, and thanks for all your support.
Okay, well, thank you.
And you can find more information about the USEA's Volunteer Incentive Program on the website at useventing.com. If you listen to this podcast on the website, did you know that you can also listen to it on the go? You can take it with you by downloading it from any podcast app, such as iTunes, to your mobile device. And to hear when the next episode is available, be sure to follow us on social media. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time for another episode of the USEA's official podcast. Until then, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.